So it's coming up at 5 o'clock today, your chance for some Guns N' Roses tickets for that second sold-out show at Dodger Stadium. So get ready to call a little later and also howl like Axl W.
Right,
Rose.
Right.
Hey, you want to hang out because we've got tickets for Van coming up, the classic rock time capsule. That's what people are going to be vying for.
Van?
Yeah.
Van Halen?
No.
Oh.
Van Morrison.
Van the man, you mean?
The other
right.
Van. Not Van Gogh. Van Morrison.
57 Chevy Van?
Keep listening. We'll tell you how.
We took that very...
What?
Andy.
What'd you say?
What are you doing? Okay.
I have no idea now.
What?
I gotta stop it.
Listen, focus.
What I'm trying to say is... it's time for me to get someone on the telephone so I can do the classic rock time capsule and give something away. So, if you want to participate in this and match wits with Christian, a question today about Moody Blues.
Got it.
Blues.
That's who lost in Songfight the other day.
I'm telling
to me
you,
when I...
he knows very little about anything. So call him, be the third caller, 888-696-1003, and you'll have a chance to compete for some concert tickets in just a moment. Now I'm going to play that commercial that just wanted to butt its way in there. Here we go. Hey, how about that? That's Jim Ladd. Hey, you know what we got? We got the classic rock time capsule. Let's get in it. Get it to win it.
It's time to open Andy's classic rock time capsule.
Here we go. All right, then, we're in it. And Brennan from Upland on the telephone, is that right?
That's me.
Brennan, that's a lovely name.
Thank you.
Well, hold on just a second. And hey, Brennan.
Yes.
May the 4th be with you.
Happy May 4th to you.
Thanks a bunch. Mm. She's got the spirit. Hold on, I'm going to have you match wits with Christian with a question about Moody Blues in
They're
just
English.
A second. But in
okay.
the meantime, it's a sad day in American history, the 46th anniversary of the killing of 4 Kent State students and wounding of 11 more when National Guardsmen fire on them at an anti-Vietnam rally on campus. Some of us look to artists to interpret the events we all experience. And the artist really stepped up to the plate for this when Neil Young sees a picture of the victims in Life magazine and he's inspired to write this. Ohio. Crosby, Stills, and Nash go into the studio with him the next day to cut the record. Acetates are rushed to radio stations across the country. But CSNY, they aren't the only ones to write songs about Kent State. Steve Miller writes Jackson Kent Blues. Bruce Springsteen does Where Was Jesus in Ohio. But did you know that there are some songs you may not know were actually references to Kent State? Like, here's one. John Anderson of Yes. Yeah, he says that line is about the shootings. Gerald Casale of Devo was a student at the time and was 15 feet from victim Allison Krauss.
Was he really? Shot.
Yeah. He was a close friend of her. And Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders, Joe Walsh went to Kent State after the fact as well. Today in 1973, Led Zeppelin opened their 1973 North American tour, billed as the biggest and most profitable rock and roll tour in the history of the United States at the time. Tour grosses over $4 million, which is peanuts these days. But, man, they spend a lot, too. They fly to gigs on the Starship. It's a custom Boeing 727 that's outfitted with a bar, a shower, 30-foot lounge with a TV and video in it, and a white fur bedroom.
Pimp.
That's very, very nice. And happy birthday to Dick Dale. 79 years old. Today. Hey. All right, we're going to bring Brennan back in for this question. Christian, today is the day in 1964 the Moody Blues are founded in Birmingham, England. Now, the name Moody Blues derived from what? An amphetamine, a brewery, or a BBC TV show?
No, this is simple. They're English. It's an amphetamine.
What do you think, Brennan? Right or wrong?
No! I want to say amphetamine, but I'm not going to agree with
you. You just have to tell me that he's wrong.
I like beer.
I'm not going to do it.
It That's makes it. Me a That's jolly good fellow.
It's beer. It's a brewery, actually.
No.
It's Mitchell's and Butler's Brewery, or M&B's. It's a Birmingham brewery, which the band hoped would sponsor them. Alas, they never get the sponsorship, but they keep the letters, the M&B's. They find new meanings in the Moody Blues, and we're going to let them play us out. But first, you won because he was wrong, Brennan. So
Yay.
Tell her what she's won.
A pair of tickets to see Van Morrison with special guest Tom Jones, October at the Hollywood Bowl on October 13th. Tickets on sale now.
Nice.
Van Morrison's my favorite. I'm so excited.
Well, that's great.
Well, there you go.
It's Kismet, call it.
Yes.
All right, hold the phone. We'll get some information from you, Brennan. But let's play some Moody Blues. Oh, this is such a good song, too. If you're listening, Dave Grohl of Foo Fighters, you have to cover this. This would make an excellent, a peerless Foo Fighters cover. It's I'm Just a Singer in a Rock and Roll Band. This is Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound.
Sick bass line.
Very good.
Sick.
Song Fight comes up in 7 minutes. We're tied again, are we not?
Yes, we are, Andy, because I came back yesterday and Genesis shoved it in your cram hole.
I don't know that that's polite language.
I'm just
using common parlance.
I'm keeping it up for everybody so they know what's going on.
Again, I'm not sure what that meant. But I'm going to try to beat him in Song Fight. That's
nope,
very soon.
Not today.
Shut up.
My song is going to do it again, buddy. Trouncing. I'm going to win.
Easy.
Round one. Fight.
That was your one time for the day.
I know, I marked it. I've sung over one thing today. That's
every day
it.
On Andy in the Afternoon, we each pick a song at about 10 till 4, and then you tell us which song is the best by a vote of text. And Christian won yesterday, tying things up, so you get to go first, my friend. Hit it.
Andy, I didn't want to have to do this to you, but...
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
This is good.
It's a May the 4th be with you kind of thing. It's a lovely day.
Nice. Bill Withers.
I wake up in the morning.
You look arrogant. You look like you think you got me.
I didn't say that. When I wake up. Bill Withers has a great voice.
Amazing.
Let me jump ahead to the hooky hook here.
Yeah, the lovely. I bet they sold Gap khakis too.
Yes. This makes me want to go to American Eagle and buy some cargo shorts.
I can sing along to this bit.
That's a good one, man.
Thank you.
Well, I need
like
to win badly, so...
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I decided to go with this.
I can feel no sense of measure, no illusions as we take refuge in young man's pleasure.
Let's
head
fire
is down.
That face on, you son of a boiling bag of briskets.
Let's jump to the hook.
Man, this song is so good.
So here's what I need you to do. I need you to text A to 21003 if you like this song. Text C to 21003 if you like Christian's song, The Bill Withers, Lovely Day. Don't text and drive. Standard rates apply. And we'll have the results after 6 p.m. on this radio station, 100.3 The Sound. Oh, and a reminder, GNR tickets, not at 4. They're coming up at 5. Hey, real quick, we have the GNR tickets there at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock, coming up in an hour. So, stand down.
So, not now. Everyone relax. Andy, I'm just looking this up.
Do you hear a Stairway to Heaven in this?
Doesn't sound anything like Stairway to Heaven.
Well, that's the topic of a lawsuit brought by Spirit, the estate of Randy California, their guitarist. They say that Jimmy Page plagiarized this part of the song,
Wait,
Taurus.
Come on, are you serious?
Yeah. Supposed to go to trial on Tuesday.
But that's undeniable.
The judge has pushed it back to June. You think it's a dead ringer?
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty bad, buddy.
It's pretty close, huh?
I thought it was Stairway to Heaven.
No. Yeah, they're saying that they deserve a little bit of dough for that.
I would say that's... That sounds about right. We'll decide it right here on 100.3 The Sound. Guilty as charged, Your Honor.
Wow. Jimmy Page and Robert Plant won't show up. They were deposed, and they'll show videos of them at the trial. But they say for $1 and a co-writing credit and a piece of all of the
huge check.
Royalties from here on out, they could settle this. We'll see how it goes.
Wow. I had never heard it. I didn't know it was that bad.
It's pretty close.
That's not even pretty close, man. Good Lord.
Ooh.
That's your one singing along done
ooh.
Now. You just shot it.
Shot it on an ooh. hey, so have you been to the Doheny Blues Fest before?
I have not. I've heard it's awesome.
Yeah, I haven't been before either. This year, listen to this. Mark Thompson is going to be down there, Mark in the Morning. Uncle Joe Benson is going to be down there. Rita Wild, Cynthia Fox. That is a cadre of...
That's a rogues gallery, my friend. You'll notice two names absent from that guest list.
Yeah, we weren't invited.
We were not invited.
Turns out they wanted people with heritage and some gravitas.
All right, okay.
They're going to be on stage and also in the crowd at Doheny's Blues Fest. It's Doheny State Beach, May 21st and 22nd. Lynyrd Skynyrd, Brian Setzer, Aaron Neville, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Edgar Winter, a bunch of other great artists. Check out the lineup at DoheneyBluesFestival.com. They've been doing it for like 16 years. They put together a pretty good show down there from all accounts. Now, speaking of blues, I'm going to see if I can get this guy over here to break down some in this next set. Stick around.
Oh, me? Me?
Just a half hour until we give away some Guns N' Roses tickets, so get your phone finger all flexed and ready.
No purchase necessary. Just in case you were wondering that.
We can break down some music. Handles, what you got for us?
Well, Chandelbag, I've done this before. But I don't care because this vocal is so much fun. Listen to Stevie.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. Because I speak... Oh, the pompatus of love.
I thought it needed that.
Very good.
People talking about me, baby.
How old is he here?
20.
Say I'm doing you wrong.
28.
He's like late 20s. This party's great.
Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry. Because I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home.
I love
so
that.
Good. Same words over
again. Because I'm a picker. I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on the run.
Nice.
Woo-hoo.
Here it is in its natural
Woo-hoo.
Environment. Nicely done.
He's our he's the spirit animal of the afternoon
he really
show
is.
Here.
Round one, fight.
Let me just recap song fight for you today. It happened an hour ago. Every day, 10 till 4, Christian and I each pick a song. And then you vote and tell us which one wins the competition today. It's a good competition
yeah,
today.
You know why it's a good competition? Because we realized, thanks to Aaron Owl, who runs our fan page, that you've picked one of my songs that I picked in March.
So you picked one of mine.
But I did that on purpose.
You picked this song from Bill Withers.
Yeah.
Quiz, Bill Withers, alive or dead?
Dead.
He's alive. Born on the 4th of July, don't you know?
He's dead to me, Withers.
Oh, God. And I picked this song from Yes.
You know what? It's so good. I picked it months ago. That's how good it is.
Did you win with it?
No.
Well, let's see if I do. Text A to 21003 if you like this song from Yes. Text C to 21003 if you want the Bill Withers. Don't text and drive. Standard rates apply. Results after 6 p.m. M will play the whole song. You know, and in moments, we're going to give somebody some GNR tickets. Oh, I can't find it.
You want me to do it?
Let's just do it. Welcome to the jungle. You're going to win some tickets from me in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. I can't find the sounder for it. I'm really sorry about that. Anyway. Let's it's May the 4th.
It is.
Let's make it the fourth caller.
Oh,
huh?
Inspired radio. There's a Marconi coming your way, my friend.
Pretty good. Okay, good luck. 888-696-1003 for some tickets to see Guns N' Roses on the 19th of August at Dodger Stadium. I blame it on your laziness. A little foresight by you, and that could have been in there that sounder, and it would have just really took it over the top.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I was ignoring you because I was doing other things that didn't involve anything to do with this radio program.
All right. Here's Van Halen, Ain't Chunky But Love on 100.3 The Sound. 100 minutes.
Woo! Phones are lighting up, Chandle Bags.
Thanks, Handle Bars. 100.3 The Sound. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Monica.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Monica, do you like Guns N' Roses?
Oh, my God. So much.
Do you want to go see them in concert at Dodger Stadium on the 19th of August?
Hell yeah.
Well, then scream like Axl Rose, Monica.
Yeah.
That's pretty dang good.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to take that.
Yeah. I was going to give her the tickets either way.
Yeah.
Sure. So I guess the question is moot. Well, hold on. We're going to get some information from you so we don't give the tickets to the wrong person. But stick around, okay?
Thank you. Yeah.
See, now, I think that was almost better.
Hold
tight.
Okay.
Next chance to win is in the morning, 8 a.m. Mark in the morning. So tune in then. Oh, and we have some tomorrow night, too, on this program. That's 100.3 The Sound. You know, it's just a small town girl. She was living in a lonely world, and then she took the midnight train.
Where was she going?
Anywhere.
Anywhere?
Yeah. And he was just a city boy.
Right.
Born and raised in South Detroit.
Oh, it's dirty there. You want to get out of there.
He also took the midnight train.
Where was he going?
Also anywhere.
Huh. Did they meet up?
Yeah. His name is Christian James Hand. I call him Handlebar Mustache. What you got for us today?
You are an idiot. You know the part in Barbara O'Reilly where it goes...
All through it, yes. Oh, yeah, that part.
That bit?
Yeah.
This is what it sounds like when I'm not doing it with my mouth. Candelabra. That's pretty good, right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's Pete Townshend. It's, I don't know if you know how good he is.
It's pretty good stuff.
It's almost as good as me going,
almost.
You know, it's a photo finish.
We've gotten to the part where it's too much.
Really?
From you. A little bit too much personality.
A little too much spice?
Yeah.
To back off on the spice a little bit?
Running the soup.
Hand soup? We can keep going and really annoy Dave if you want.
Hey, kids. Welcome to the program. My name is Dave. Say, Paul, let's hear some music born and bred in Indiana like me and Andy Chanley.
Ha! Always happy to talk breeding with you, Dave. Let her roll, babe.
Round one. Fight!
Every day, 10 till 4, we each pick a song. We call it Song Fight. You get to text in, and you're the arbiter of which song is the winner. Today, Christian put up a brilliant song by Bill Withers.
I know when you say this baloney, it's because of Lost.
That's true. But you lost to a great song. It's Yes.
I lost to a song I picked 3 months ago.
Timing is everything in this game. It's Yes, Song Fight winner on The Sound.
I hate him.
Join us tomorrow, 10 till 4.
Good.
We'll do another song each in Song Fight, and you get to tell us which is better.
Yeah. If
art,
you haven't, what?
Art is intended to be argued over.
It's a battle.
Bitterly.
I'm just saying, if you haven't checked out the remastered version of Yes's 90215 or whatever.
Now, it's nothing new, Christian, doing a breakdown of music, but coming up in like 8 minutes, going to do one unlike we've done before.
It's pretty cool. You get to hear exactly what production does to a song from the demo to what you hear coming out of the speakers.
Yeah, this is one worth staying in the car for when you get to the driveway, so
yeah.
Stick around. It's just 7 minutes plus here away on Andy in the Afternoon. I said earlier, this is a different breakdown than you've heard Christian do before. Lay something on us.
I found this on YouTube, and just so anybody who's listening, a lot of the stuff that we do here, you can find all sorts of things on YouTube, and they're really great, and just listen to them at your comfort. So this was really cool because it shows you what a producer could do from the demo stage of a song to what you actually hear. And in this one, it particularly teaches you how much of a genius John McVie is as a bass player.
Mm.
Because it's all in the bass line on this song. So this is The Chain as Stevie Nicks wrote it. She was in another part of the studio because she obviously couldn't be in the studio right. with her husband.
Tensions were high.
A little high. So she wrote this and listened to what The Chain sounded like when she wrote it.
Amazing.
Yeah. So the rest of the band gets in on it, and then
yeah.
Ken does his business, Ken Kalay, the producer, and you end up with this.
It's amazing. And her version was seemed a little brighter, too, a little more cheery.
It's available on YouTube. You can find that and listen to the whole thing. It's all good.
And so, if you just missed that, go back and find our podcast. It's on iTunes and everywhere, and you can hear all these breakdowns that we do through the day on the sound.
Well done, Andy.
Yeah, let's keep us together. This is Andy in the Afternoon. I'm Andy. That's Christian.
Hey.
Thanks a lot for joining us for what many people call the heartbeat of the Southland.
Well, it's you and a couple of other people.
Yeah, that's what I said.
A few.
Many people.
Right.
And one of those people, I'm going to pick a name off our Andy in the Afternoon Facebook page. Mark Luera is always on there commenting, saying something nice and positive. Mark, I like the cut of your jib, sir. We're going to send him something.
Yeah, we're going to send him something from my private Phil Collins stash.
Lovely.
You know what I'm saying? And by that, I don't mean a mustache.
Okay.
I'd also like to take a little moment to recognize Bob J. Agawa on our Andy in the Afternoon fan page, which you can send a request to on Facebook, and then it gets okayed by our overseer, Aaron R.
Yes.
And his comment is, such a killer mix driving home. Thank you, DJ Andy Chandler and Christian James Hand. Best ever, sounding great.
Well, how about that?
I assume he means me.
You people are the heartbeat of the Southland. Up next, we're going to do the Goodnight song, and we'll also have Cynthia Fox. She's in for Rita Wild tonight. She's going to join us in just a second. Stick around. All right, it's time for us to say goodnight, as we always do. Cynthia Fox is in here to entertain you. She's here all night, and I bet she mentions May the 4th be with you 74 times.
75,
including
the
hat. I brought my Star Wars toys in tonight. Oh, God.
And good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams.
Sammy got a bubble in his
eye. To you, here's a wish.
Here's a Wookiee.
And a prayer.
And a Wookiee.
That every dream comes true. And though it's always sweet sorrow.
Look, it's Yoda. Yoda, it's parts, a dog toy right here. Yoda.
I know you'll always remain in my heart. Good night.
Good night.
Sleep tight. God, pleasant dreams. Going blind.
A lot of bubbles.
There's a wish.
If you don't know what's happening, that's Andy sings. Sammy the producer blows a ponderous huge amount of bubbles at the back of his head.
And now, until we meet again.
Join us on Facebook Live. You can see what's all happening.
Adios. Au revoir.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Good night, Silas boy. I love you.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
I love you too, Viv.
Cinco de Mayo tomorrow, Andy. So we're going to be broadcasting live from where?
From Pico de Gallo.
Yes, Pico de Gallo tomorrow.
Great restaurant.
It's fantastic.
They're letting you out of the studio?
Or as they say in the Midwest, Beak of the Cock.
Yeah, we're going to be at Beak of the Cock all day celebrating Cinco de Mayo Day. And we're going to have some free food here. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a hoot.